Hola, welcome to Minister Lisa Podcast. My name is Elizabeth Akunyele. If you're listening to me for the first time, I like the new title. I am a sexual healer and a fashion stylist. Don't mind me. I help people who are addicts and victims of trauma recover and experience pleasurable sex. And I also help people dress up and look their best every day, any day. Okay, so we've been on this season, living audaciously, audacious living, however you want the words organized for you, whatever works. Just make sure you're living and you're living audaciously. That's all. We've been on this season and we've been talking about the things that impede us from living audaciously. We started with defining what audacity was and how there is a lie that audacity is not a Christian thing. And then last week we spoke about how you see yourself. So the way this works is that Instagram on Thursday, I do a bit of an introduction, and then from 5 a.m. in the morning on Friday, you get access. 5 a.m. West African time, by the way. The podcast will go live and you can listen at your pace on any platform that you love. All right. And so today I'm talking about the illusion of the ideal, which means that there is a little bit of it on Instagram that you should go listen to at Minister Lisa, or search for Elizabeth Akunyele, A-K-U-N-Y-I-L-I, or just search for Minister Lisa. I promise you, I will show up. The illusion of the ideal. Many of us cannot do what God has called us to do because we think there is an ideal version of us that is supposed to do it. Does that make sense? We think there is an ideal version of us that is supposed to do what God has called us to do. I understand on learning bad habits. I understand taking out little foxes, or I have an idea about taking out little foxes that destroy the vine. I have an idea what it means to begin to let go of negative habits and behaviors, begin to work towards recovery and breaking of addictions and recovering from trauma. I have an idea. That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about us stuck in perfection, stuck in the idea of perfection that we will not move an inch until everything is perfect. I have a habit of sharing my stories at Minister Lisa Podcast, so I hope you don't mind. I'll share one more story today. Years ago, if I'm not wrong, this should be 2016, I was applying for a fellowship or so. It was for young ladies who wanted to do stuff in tech. I used to do a little bit of content. Not a little bit. That's me minimizing it. I used to do content for tech companies as at the time. Yes, because I started writing officially as a 15-year-old for a magazine company. And so 2016, I had gone to a tech space and they asked me, what can you do? I said, oh, I can write. And I'm like, oh, we call them content creators. So this application was happening in 2017, sorry. Yes, it was the next year. And I'd seen this fellowship for young girls, and they were going to teach them tech stuff, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, sounds like it's in my niche, it's in my space right now. I should do it. So I wrote an application. After writing the application, I sent it to, I don't think I was on WhatsApp. My WhatsApp phone was bad as at the time. So I sent the application to my friends via emails individually. And you know, when three people are editing something, it's not like I use Google Docs that we can all be editing it simultaneously. No, I sent it to their emails individually. And the only way I was going to access email was in the office. So that means even if they made corrections in the afternoon, I was not going to get it until I get to the office where there was better internet speed and everything. So one person would edit and send it. I would look at it. Oh, I will rewrite. The other person would edit their version and send it. I will rewrite. I kept doing that until my application was perfect. It was so perfect. I was proud of myself. I was proud of the contributors. I feel like making an applause for them right now as I'm rolling out their hard work, what they did. Except my perfect application arrived the morning after they closed the application portal. Yes, my application was perfect, but they had closed the portal the evening before. And I just sat down there asking myself, what was the worst thing that would have happened if I submitted this application yesterday? Because as at the time I refused to submit the application because I wanted it to be perfect, I think the application had gone through about three rewrites. We had written it three separate times. I was fine-tuning it the fourth time and the application portal closed. And I told myself that was not going to be me again. I'm not going to lose an opportunity because I was trying to be perfect. When I started Lisa Express Consult, I wasn't even sure what I was going to do. I just told people what they were expecting from me. It was finally coming the next day. And I wasn't even sure what I was going to do the next day. I'm not saying do something as crazy as that, but be daring. In the area God has called you to be very daring. So I went out wrote on Facebook that what people were expecting from me was coming. And by the next day, I told a friend that, oh, this was what I did, and I'm not sure what I was going to launch. No, I told him that evening, and I was not sure what I was going to launch. And I was like, oh, your podcast, you said you could record podcasts. I know platforms you can upload your audio, and then we can put it online. That's how we started using, I think it was Vocaroo as at then. If you go to Lisa Express page, Lisa Express Consult Facebook page, and scroll down, you will see some strange audio platform names like Vocaroo and a few others. They take down the podcast after 3 weeks. So the podcast didn't even have longevity. I wasn't recording to say, oh, let me preserve the content like I now do. And I didn't have that luxury. But I stepped out anyway. And I went to Yali, West Africa on the basis of just my podcast on Facebook platform, then called Better Me with Lisa. Guys, I went to Yali and my classmates were people. One of my classmates was a Tony Elumelu fellow. In 2017, I started Lisa Express 2016, September 7th. I went to Yali September 2017, I think September 25th, thereabout, if I'm not wrong. And my classmate was a Tony Elumelu fellow. And this guy was telling me before he got into Yali, West Africa, he had applied more than twice. And I just kept looking at him like, I don't even know how I applied, man. I just saw the form. I remembered someone gave me an advice about how to fill Mandela Washington form. And then I filled Yali the same way. And I came through. I was classmates with people who were project managers for million naira companies. It was crazy. I didn't even feel like I belonged in the room. As a matter of fact, when I went to Yali, to tell you how uninformed I was, I applied and went to the civil society line. People were beginning to treat me like a civil society person. So I was running Lisa Express like it was an NGO. And then I went to Yali and sat in civil society class. And when the lady was teaching, I was like, no, this is not my dream for Lisa Express. And I'm like, you know what, hold on, let me go to entrepreneurship class. And I go to entrepreneurship class and I'm like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And when my teacher was done talking, I think the first 2 days I went to class, and then we got to Lean Model Canvas and we started talking about business plans. It dawned on me that, oh my God, I run a business, not an NGO. That was how Lisa Express switched. But I will not even have been in the room to correct my misinformation if I did not start. So that perfect knowledge you're looking for is on the journey. The perfect application will come on the journey. I promise you, get in first at the base. Get in first doing the wrong thing. Get in first not speaking the right amount of whatever you need to speak. Learn on the job. I did a podcast series called Releasing Your Voice. You should go check it out. It's on www.ministerlisa.xyz/courses. Releasing Your Voice, 4-part podcast. Please go and listen to it. It will teach you how to release your voice. And one of the things it will tell you is that there's a place where you are a learner and you have to use your baby voice. Many of us want to be adults before we step out and do what God has called us to do. We want to be ideal. We want to be the ideal candidate. We want to walk in knowing every single thing. If you know every single thing, you shouldn't even be in that class. You shouldn't. You shouldn't. I understand the place of being a shark in a pond so that you can rule. But if you must grow where God has called you to be, guy, you have got to be in deep waters. You have got to be in over your head. And I don't mean in over your head as in overwhelmed and anxious. No, I'm talking in over your head as in beyond your level of intelligence, beyond your level of information, beyond your level of influence. Because that's the only way God now has space to prevail and show you his power. God doesn't just call people who are qualified. He calls people and qualifies them. He is the qualifier. The Lord is the qualifier. He is the one who qualifies people. In fact, he is the reason you are qualified. He is your qualification. So you can't sit and say, oh, I'm waiting to be ideal. If I was waiting to be ideal, I wouldn't even be a therapist in 2022, mind you. I wouldn't be yet. Because I would have to travel abroad and go to a place where they give licenses. In Nigeria, I would have to go and get a degree in psychology and then belong to that association. But I know I don't just want to do psychology. I want to niche into specific areas. And those courses are not available in some universities. In most universities in Nigeria, I would have to travel to get them. Not even most. It's not available in the country. So I'll have to travel to get them. So am I saying I would have sat down from 2016 when I graduated from school till now? If I didn't step out, how would I have found my counselor's network? How would I have known about neuroscience on time? How would I have known about neurolinguistics programming on time? How would I have known about CBT, DBT? How would I have known about hypnotherapy on time? I had heard about these things, but I had not seen people who were using them. How would I have known that? Okay, yes, I love therapy, I love sex, but beyond just sexology, I am more fascinated with how the human mind works and the anatomy of humans, that I think, oh, okay, I want to do something in neuroscience. How would I have known? How would someone else have suggested, oh, go and do forensic psychology, and I can look at it and say, ah, forensic psychology is good, but I'm like, nah, I think I'll pass and go do sexology. How would I know? How would I know that, oh, okay, I like music, I like dance, can I combine it into therapy? Oh, there's something called expressive art therapy. I will never know if I don't make a move. The reason some of us have not even prophesied ever in our life is that we're waiting for all the prophecy to come before we open our mouths. I don't know about you, but all the times I've had to prophesy to people, I see just one word or I hear just one word. When I open my mouth, the rest comes through. When I'm writing prophetic songs, the same thing happens. I have to open my mouth. If I don't open my mouth, the rest is not coming. Nothing else is coming. Nothing. You have to step out. If you must live audaciously, if you must do the things God has called you to do and do it audaciously, then you cannot keep your audacity until the day you are the ideal person, because you will never be ideal enough. The moment you get to that phase, then it's important that you grow into the next phase. It was one of my big aunties that said one day she was praying and she said, God, I feel like an elephant in the room. And then God asked her, what is an elephant doing in the room? Shouldn't an elephant be in the wild? What is the elephant doing in the room? So many of us are waiting until we are large enough to be the elephant in the center of the room and everybody's paying attention to us. But the day you become an elephant in the room, you no longer belong in the room, guys. You don't. You walk into a room, you walk into an office room, you walk into a boardroom and you're fidgety and you feel like, oh, I don't belong here. You belong there. As a matter of fact, you should head the room. You should come into the room knowing that you have the capacity to head it. You might not be there yet, but you're building that capacity. You can't wait until you are the ideal person. That's why some of us have not even dated yet. We're waiting until we have all the money. And we're waiting until we have all the certificates. And we're waiting until we have this and we have that. If you keep waiting for ideal, you will never do anything in the area of your call. Because the bar will keep going higher. God will keep calling you deeper. God will keep calling you higher. Finally, one last story before I shut down this episode today. I told you how I started Lisa Express with just a podcast. Podcast I wasn't even sure of and everything. Yeah, after I came back from Yali, we launched what was called Share Your Story, where we started sharing the stories of people and their micro evolutions, as at the time. Later, we renamed the tagline Celebrations of Nano Evolutions. This same me decided that the podcast no longer sounds flawless. Therefore, there will no longer be podcasts. We did not publish podcasts for months until one day I had a client. And after all her sessions, I was asking her for feedback so that we know what to do better next time. No, was I asking her from the... No. I had taken a marketing course and they are said to go and ask your last 10 clients what they liked about you, how they found you, and how they concluded you were going to be the person to do the job for them and not all the alternatives they had. And the lady said, I listened to all Lisa Express podcasts before I booked my first session. It's like, what? The business podcast sold somebody? The business podcast made someone buy from us and we stopped publishing podcasts because, remind me what the excuse was again. That was how I jumped back on the podcast. So imagine that there were 10 other clients who could have listened to our podcast that period. We didn't publish podcasts because it was not perfect. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to your assignment. Don't do that to the calling. Don't sit there and say you're waiting on God, whereas God is waiting on you and you are waiting on your ideal self. Don't do that. The earth needs you. The earnest expectation of the creature awaits the manifestation, not the assumption, not the prayer points, not the wish, not the idea, not the thought, not the ambition, not the intentions, but the manifestations of the sons of God. Son of God, manifest. I hope this has helped you. Don't forget to tune in to the Instagram Live next week, Thursday at 7 p.m. If you have any questions, I am open. Just search for Minister Lisa. I promise I will fill your Google page. And if you go on Instagram or Twitter, search for Minister Lisa or go to the website at www.ministerlisa.xyz. If you want information, just /courses/podcast and you will get more valuable content. Until next week. Bye.